The vibe around Peyton Thorne this fall early is just different.
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fine.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Happy Wednesday. We're going to dive into a little bit of the vibes around the way it started off with Peyton last year versus what you're hearing this year, how all of that, all of the offense and whatnot seems to be moving in a much more positive direction. And just overall, some of the thoughts that's going on from the early couple of, you know, four or five practices that we've had so far. But before we get started, you know, we got to give a shout out real quick to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. If you want good vibes as far as your retirement goes, as far as your savings go, if you want to have those good vibes, those positive vibes, you need to reach out to Ford Stokes at retirementresults.com/plan and let him just look at it. Let him look over it and make sure you're taking advantage of everything you possibly can to eliminate fees, delete the IRS, maximize your Social Security benefits, all of those things. Ford Stokes will do for you absolutely free at no cost to you, and you'll make a friend at the same time. Big Auburn guy, I know he's excited about the vibes around the offense, so definitely check him out, Ford Stokes, retirementresults.com/plan. Okay, if you remember last year, the messaging around Peyton Thorne early made a lot of people nervous, okay? You heard you had so many high expectations. You had a 3,000-yard-plus passer coming into the SEC, coming into Auburn, hoping to sort of revive this offense, hoping to kind of kickstart this Hugh Freeze tenure. And early on, the messaging that you would hear around him, honestly, I felt like was a lot of spin, you know, a lot of trying to find positives. You heard a lot of stuff from Hugh Freeze who didn't really hold back, said, hey, he's got to stop pressing. He's pressing a lot, things like that, or even if you flip to the offense in general versus the defense, a lot of the practices, it was just defense wins the day. Defense wins the day. And that's not what you want. That's not what you want to hear in fall camp. Now, you don't want to hear it the other way. Offense shreds the defense. Offense shreds the defense. What you want to hear is a little back and forth. You want to hear a little bit of give and take. Defensive line made some plays, but also you hear about some big plays big plays from the offense, whether it be in the running game, whether it be big passes, good catches, things like that. And I feel like last year, honestly, if you take your boog off, which is kind of hard to do sometimes, if you remove the boog, if you just look at the messaging from last year, you could kind of tell that offense was going to be a work in progress at best. And that's exactly what it was last year, a work in progress at best. And at times it was far below even a work in progress. It was very below subpar. So the messaging in general last year, just if you remember correctly, it just was not very great. I feel a completely different vibe this year. From all the interviews, from all of the practice observations, I feel like it's a completely different vibe. I'm not saying that it's like, hey, they're going to go light it up or they're just destroying the defense. But right off the bat, for the things you hear about Peyton Thorne, you don't hear pressing, unsure. What you hear is leadership, confidence, accuracy, making big throws, being comfortable. Being able to rip the ball downfield, that's the kind of stuff you're hearing. Getting the ball up to where receivers can make plays, like that's sort of the stuff that you're starting to hear build around him. You're hearing excitement from other receivers, other players on offense, talking about just in general how he looks different. I mean, if you just really think about the scenario from last year to this year, you know, coming in early summer, being, you know, having to basically learn a whole new playbook, whole new roster, going into the season in the SEC, the back and forth with the quarterbacks, the back and forth with the offense, that really the uncertainty of which direction you're actually going to go. It was tough. It was tough. And just in general, being able to be here one more year, even though you still got some new faces, especially in that wide receiver room, being here one more year and being able to be, you know, with Kent Austin and with Hugh Freeze for a whole full season and a full spring, just that in general should make you, I think would probably make you comfortable. But the fact that we're like, so that's not totally unexpected, but based off of, you know, the way last year played out, you just worry, can there be a change? Can he get better? But the messaging early, especially around Peyton Thorne, is, hey, he seems, you know, it's kind of like that Heisman meme. He seems relaxed. He's having fun. You know, all that funny stuff that goes that, you know, we beat that dead horse joke. Just completely, we beat it to death. When you talk about that, but it's true. The vibe is, you know, he's a lot more comfortable. He seems a lot more engaged, a lot more, you know, effective in general early in this fall camp. And then the second part of the messaging you're hearing is what I said, what you want to hear from the offense versus defense is that, you know, you win some, you lose some on both sides. That's what you want to hear in fall camp. You can't have one side dominating the other, because then you got an issue. That's why spring games are so hard to watch sometimes, because if the offense does really good, oh my God, well, does their defense stink, and vice versa? Well, we're getting a lot of back and forth. We're hearing a lot of good stuff from defenders. We're hearing a lot of stuff about good young defenders making plays like Amaris Williams. You're hearing guys like Isaiah Rakes making big plays, but you're also hearing that the offense is still able to have success at times as well, and able to have not just trying to fluff to build some type of narrative around it. They're actually able to move the ball, able to throw the ball down the field, able to score on this defense early. Now, it's only been four or five practices, and that first scrimmage coming up, which I'm not that 100% sure on that date. I would imagine you're going to have one pretty quick, though. If it's not this Saturday, you should have one coming up pretty soon, where a lot more eyes will be able to be on it that are unbiased, I guess. A lot more eyes will be able to see it, see the actual in a game format. So you'll get even a little bit more information on the messaging. But the vibe around Peyton Thorne and this offense in general is just completely different than it was last year. And I think it's something to sort of get excited about a little bit, that, hey, I mean, every single interview you hear is like, hey, I feel like we're going to be able to put some points on the board. I feel like we're actually going to be able to throw the ball down the field. And it's not like it's not just like empty platitudes. It's like they're comparing it to last year. They're talking about the situation that they had last year. And it's like, man, it's way different. It's not just, hey, yeah, we're good. Yeah, we can throw it. It's like, no, this is what we're doing different this year, and it seems to be working. So the messaging around Peyton and this offense in general is vastly different than it was last year, early on. And I think that's something to get excited about. Another thing, to kind of piggyback off of that could be, you know, one of the reasons why the messaging is different, is because this receiver room is not only talented, but they seem to be like ready to come to work on the boring stuff. It seems like they're really locked into this playbook. They're really locked into understanding what a receiver does on the field. And honestly, Sam Jackson said, thinking like a quarterback when you're on the field. In one of his interviews, he said that, you know, as receivers, we have to try to think like Peyton, think like a quarterback, because last year it seemed like everything was late. Throws were late. routes opening up. It just seemed like everything was just a little bit late. There was just a little bit of hesitancy. And when receivers are just out running, if I'm just out there running my route, you know, and I'm not thinking about anything, okay, I know, all right, you called, I got a skinny post. I know I got to run that. I'm not thinking about the coverage. I'm not thinking about where the safety is. I'm not thinking about anything other than I'm just going to run my, you know, run my route. And if it doesn't come to me, it just doesn't come to me. Well, a lot of times the coverage matters about how you run the route, or if you have an option to run a different route based off the coverage. And I think last year, that's where there was a huge disconnect for whatever reason. It just seemed like everybody either made a decision not as quick as you thought they should make it, or as quick as they should have made it. And that makes throws be a little bit later, makes Peyton be a little bit more hesitant to rip it in there. And it seems like these receivers, at least, again, this far into camp, it seems like not only are they physically gifted, but they're also, I don't want to say mentally gifted, but they're gifted in the fact that they want to put in the work off the field to be able to think like Peyton, think like a quarterback. And that synergy there seems to be leading to extremely positive games, which I think speaks back to, you hear the messaging around Peyton of confidence. You hear, comfortableness, all that messaging you hear about him. Hey, it feels good. I can't imagine how good it feels to be able to drop back and you know that your guy knows where you want him to go with the ball. And you know that even if maybe he's not quite all the way open, you can rip it over there. And you got a guy that's going to be able to go up and make a play. One of the drills that I love to watch, one of the drills that I love the most, and Hugh Freeze, I believe yesterday, it was one that he essentially was running, a drill that he was on top of the whole time, is that back shoulder drill where you have to basically, you have to know the quarterback, because you have to know where, as far as the positioning of, if you're a receiver, as far as the positioning of you and the defensive back, you have to know when the trigger goes off in his head to let it rip your way. As far as if I'm a little bit ahead, like, and then where's the ball going to go? Is it going to go ahead of me? Is it going to go behind me? Well, that was what they were working on. And that's one of my favorite drills, because it really shows how the two start to sync up. And when, if you can sync up that back shoulder, if you can sync up that back shoulder play, whether it's in an RPO or just in a, if you just get that one-on-one coverage, if you can sync that up, it makes it so incredibly tough on a defender, because you don't know, like, you're having to basically run full speed with a freak and then decide, is he going to try to beat me deep? Is he going to hit the back shoulder? Is he going to put on the brakes? Like, there's so many things about that make it tough. And these guys seem to be sort of in sync with Peyton early. And it's going to help. It's going to make it Peyton more comfortable to be able to just sit back there. I already know where I'm going before the ball snapped, and then rip it with confidence, because he has the talent. He has the arm talent to be to put the ball in small spaces. He has the arm talent to be able to make all the throws. Now, he may not have the big time arm talent to be able to rip it, 70 yards down the field, but he has plenty of arm strength, plenty of accuracy to be able to facilitate this offense and get the ball out. And when you have receivers that are reacting instead of, I said, maybe I didn't say that right. Maybe not necessarily reacting, but when they are on the same page with you, when they're thinking like you, and it's just sort of an extension of you, it makes things so much more easy. And that to me may be why you're hearing the messaging that you're hearing. And these receivers are just, in general, they're just unbelievable. The hype is just unreal. Rivaldo Fairweather had an interview yesterday, and he was talking about Cam Coleman. And I love this, because this is so, y'all know my affinity for Rivaldo Fairweather, but this is something I feel like that I would say. This is a quote that I would say, but they were talking about, I feel like at some point in time, everybody's going to get tired of being asked these questions, but I feel like they're constantly being asked about these young receivers. And Rivaldo said, you know, Cam made the catch of the day yesterday, today. You know, Cam made the catch of the day. It was like a one-on-one fade ball, you know, that excites me. 50-50 ball, throw it up to him and make, let him make a play. But he caught it. It was an unbelievable. He was draped, had a dude draped all over him, and he made the play. And he said he reminded him of me a little bit. You know, he reminded him of myself a little bit, which I love, because I love Rivaldo, and I love that confidence in general. But man, to be able to just have a group now that you feel confident doing that when they have a receiver draped all over you. I mean, when you have a defender draped all over your receiver, you still feel, hey, there's a pretty good chance if I get this in the vicinity, this dude's going to bring it down. And you don't have just one guy that can do that. You have multiple. So the vibe in general, the messaging in general around this offense, around Peyton Thorne, is insanely different than it was last year. And I personally am fired up about it. I hope you are too. I'm bugging out a little bit over the offense. We've been offensively challenged. Our offense has been offensive for, you know, quite a while now. And you've had offensive-minded coaches, which is the craziest thing. You've had offensive coaches, and the offense has been the Achilles heel at times. You had pretty good defenses. I think you're going to have a pretty good defense again this year. We're probably going to talk a little bit more about the defense as the week goes on. But, yeah, you're finally starting to see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel here on offense. And this receiver room is going to be fun. Golly, Malcolm Simmons is turning heads. Malcolm Simmons looks already physically the part. And, you know, you could almost have a seamless transition between Keandre Lambert-Smith and Malcolm Simmons from this year to next year. I think Malcolm's could step right into that role. They're very similar in size. Dre may have him by an inch or two, but their physical build is very similar. Malcolm, honestly, may be a little bit more athletic. So if you could get tutored by Keandre Lambert-Smith and sort of learn from him and then the success he's having early, and then just sort of transition to Malcolm Simmons, holy cow, next year. And then Perry Thompson, everything you hear about him, physical freak, freakish. Plays he makes, freakish. You saw it on Twitter, the one-handed catch, freakish. He's got to learn the fine points, which we knew that was going to be the case. We knew that was going to be the case. He's got to learn the techniques. He's got to learn the technical aspects of being a wide receiver. But the kid is physically just unreal. Physically unreal from speed, athleticism, size. He's got it all, and he's got the hands as well. Again, one-handed diving catch. Auburn put it on their Twitter. It's not going to be long before that kid's ready to go. Yesterday, there was a report that Keandre Lambert-Smith rolled his ankle up, and I think he had a little bit of a – he was very ginger afterwards. I think he was able to walk on his own, okay? There was conflicting reports. Was he carried off? Was it whatever? I think it's basically I walked on my own, but, you know, I got my hand on, a player's shoulder pad. So it's not like I'm able to put weight on it. I'm able to move, but, you know, as I got my hand on a player's shoulder just in case. I've talked to a few folks. I think he's going to be fine. It's going to be a little bit ginger for a couple of days, but I don't think it was the dreaded nagging high ankle sprain that's just with you. It just gets on you and you can't get it off for, you know, multiple weeks, maybe sometimes even months. I think this one's going to be a little bit different. Now, he may sit out of a practice. He may just get on the treadmill and jog easy, just to keep it loose a little bit for a couple of practices. But overall, I don't think it was anything serious. I think it was just, you know, more scary than anything. Anytime the feeling you have that there's only a few feelings that are worse than rolling your ankle. That initial feeling of a paper cut, but when your ankle just rolls real quick, it's scary. No matter who you are, paper cut, that sound and that initial, you know, ooh, makes you jump, makes you, you know, feel you know, that just sort of visceral reaction that you get when that happens. I think that's more to do with how the concern over yesterday than anything. I think it was a little bit more scary than it was the actual injury. Again, it could be wrong. It could be more serious, but I think from the people that I've talked to, I think he's going to be fine. Again, just be a little ginger for a couple of days. Got to have that guy. I can't have him going down because he's been a huge bright spot of fall camp so far. So guys, I really appreciate you listening. If you like this show, if you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Share it with a friend. Tell a friend about it. You can follow me on Twitter at @_Charlie_5. We're going to be back every single day. Are we on commit watch? Could we have a commit pop in the next couple of days? I think multiple are on the horizon, the very near horizon. So let's be on that. Let's keep our heads on a swivel for that. And we will, we'll keep you in the loop. So I really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. This is another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening and drive home safely.